Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
All right, so the Union Cup is Europe's biggest LGBT inclusive rugby tournament, and it takes place in DCU across the weekend of June 8th and June 9th. The Emerald Warriors Club are asking you to stand in support of diversity and inclusion in rugby at Union Cup Dublin. Nigel Owens is going to be there. The Emerald Warriors are going to be there. You can get your tickets now on unioncupdublin.ie. They're only a tenner for an adult, fiver for a child, and all profits go to Belong to Youth Services. Lindsay Peat, one of the great all-rounders in Irish sport, is on the line. How are you?
I'm good, Nathan. How are you?
Very well. So I know you're a keen supporter of this Union Cup, and as well as looking for people to buy tickets at the moment, they're looking for people to volunteer, to just get involved on that weekend of June 8th and June 9th.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic family fun-filled event. It's going to be like, if anybody knows Kinsale Rugby Tournament, it's going to be that mixed with Electric Picnic. It's just going to be an epic weekend. Hugely positive, and the whole, like, such a big European tournament, LGBT inclusive, the biggest tournament to come here to these shores. Huge congrats to Emerald Warriors. They put in huge amounts of work. It's gonna be an epic tournament. So it's like, when I was approached about it, it was a no brainer for me.
So Emerald Warriors, who you mentioned, are Ireland's only gay club. They're the host nation this time. The King's Cross Steelers have won 7 of the 8 tournaments so far, but the Emerald Warriors were runners-up in 2013. Is home advantage expected to be a big thing?
Well, I hope so. And I hope if the crowds that we hope come out and support, always home advantage with a big home crowd behind you, always doesn't hurt anyway, does it?
No.
I would hope the lads will go on and really push and hopefully win it, you know. So yeah, the Steelers are one of the first clubs, I think, to, if I'm not mistaken, my history is right, to be formed. So historically they're very successful, but hopefully the Irish lads will put us on the map.
Coincidentally, Lindsay, it is 4 years to the day since the votes came in the same-sex marriage referendum. Obviously, a landmark day for the entire country and also the LGBT community. Can you remember back to that day and your feelings about what the future had in store for the LGBT community, about how life would improve, and 4 years on, if what's happened has matched your hopes of that day?
You know, at the time, it sort of brought myself and my wife back, well, my wife now, back to a time where you were, I suppose, that vulnerable part of your life where you're like, you know, nearly coming out all over again, and this acceptance. And it was just an historic day, and it was such a weight again off. And we were actually found out we were pregnant that weekend. So a bit emotional coming up to that time, obviously, with some of the talk and arguments going around. So it was absolutely like just an electric day for us. We'd picnic with all our family and friends to market, and I was so proud. I'm always proud to be Irish, but what a day to send such a message and be the flagship country to legalize, be the first country to legalize same-sex marriage. It was such a strong message that reverberated around the world by such a small nation, and that's where I think, again, this is going to be such an epic tournament, when I hope the whole of Ireland and any tourists that might be, you know, over here, that they'll get an Irish welcome and see exactly, we know how to party, we know how to host a tournament, and we know how to play rugby, and all them combined is going to be the Union Cup, hopefully. So, I really urge people to get out and get behind the lads. They've done a great job. There's a women's tournament, which we know is going to be historically the first women's tournament. The trophy is named after Dr. Anne-Louise Gilligan, spouse of Minister Sapone, who obviously we're, again, leaders in bringing the marriage referendum to Ireland and fight for equality, inclusivity, and the LGBT plus community. So all in all, it's just going to be an historic event, and I'm so happy to be the ambassador on the women's side of things.
I know you wrote an article over the past couple of weeks, very strong article, about Israel Folau's comments, and we've covered it in depth here over the last few weeks, and your take on it. When you first heard them, were you shocked, or was the very fact of his public profile shocking, and that he would express these sort of views? Yeah, he'd obviously expressed similar views previously. What were your initial thoughts when you heard it?
As I said, I didn't really get too caught up in it. I took time over it. As I said in the letter, I was conflicted whether to write, because it brings up such a strong topic and argument. I did feel pity because, to me, he's an absolutely fantastic athlete and rugby player. He's adorned by many. He's in such a privileged position, and the influence that message and that tweet would have had on so many vulnerable people. I was saddened, really, to be honest. And that's my take on it. It's an awful bit of pressure. You know, it's awful pressure to be in the public eye and to have that responsibility to look at your actions all the time. But to me, for someone in that position, you do have to be mindful. It's not to take away of his religious belief or how he wants to live his life through his religion. That, you know, he's well entitled to do that. But for me, for an athlete in the public eye and adorned by so many, I think there's a responsibility there. So I was very saddened at the comments, and I hoped that I tried to address it in a positive way and to try and help those who may be suffering in any part of their life, just to say that please be strong. There are better days, and if it affected one person, to help them, then that was it, and try and negate any maybe sadness or upset that they had, you know. So yeah, it's been a tough subject. It's been a tough topic. But as I said, hopefully the Union Cup can really right the wrongs and show what a positive and equal and inclusive place sport can be, and especially through the sport of rugby, which prides itself on its morals and its beliefs and you know, the game itself. So I would hope that we're going to have an absolutely fantastic, positive, family fun-filled weekend in Dublin in June. So yeah, it's been a tough topic, but you know, we're here with the positives, and as I said, I've had the privilege to meet a great group of guys in the Emerald Warriors. Can't speak highly enough of them, the work they've done. Kelly Keo on the women's side, they've just been brilliant, and I hope that all the work that they've put in, that it's going to be by far the top tournament of the Union Cup so far.
So your child, was it a boy or a girl you had?
We had a little boy.
A little boy, so what, almost four now? Three and a half, four?
Three and a half.
So you were obviously an absolute all-rounder when it came to sport. Rugby just the latest, winning an All-Ireland in Gaelic football. You played to a high level at soccer, at basketball. And you're looking at bringing him up in sport possibly, and the various options. Like, what was it that you had such a versatility? Was that something that was there from when you were a young kid, that you played every sport, that you never committed to one thing, that you were never just fully focused on the one sport?
No, it has been an erratic journey, but doors opened unexpectedly. If you were to ask my mother, I'm the eldest of her three daughters, my mum and dad's three daughters, and I was wild for their firstborn. So I was always, I suppose, active, lots of energy, and they just decided to put me in. They met a friend. The brother was setting up a basketball team, and I went over there to make sure that the energy I had wasn't put into divilment, I suppose, when I had my summers off at school. So, you know, they really opened a door to something that it was a huge happy place. And I think through school and just through playing and just different, I don't really know, to be honest. I'm probably, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, which is unfortunate, but I would never take away or change anything. You know, I've played in a European Championship qualifier for soccer. I've played at fantastic stadiums with basketball. I've played in Croke Park many times, which is, you know, and then the stadiums through rugby has just been unreal. So, doors just opened unexpectedly. I changed, I moved across the city when I came into rugby, and I didn't really want to play for any other basketball or Gaelic football team, because you play for the parish, and I'm a very loyal person. So that just opened up, and then by chance, Ireland were looking for some players to sort of blood before a World Cup, and thankfully it went well, but it could have gone the other way either, and I would have been asked to kindly leave and never come back. So
yeah,
I think maybe the aggression, and when I commit to something, I'm all or nothing, and I, as I said, great people and great teammates all through my sporting career that had helped me. And I suppose I'm a different animal when I play, so I always wanted to mark the best, or you'd nearly stalk the best to see how they played and try and emulate them and better them. And that's really, you're always an understudy to try and to be better. And I suppose that drive through sport, I wish I had in other facets of my life, but definitely through sport, I always just really immerse myself and try and hone in at the skills and improve them. And it worked out, thankfully.
I'm not trying to retire you, but I'm sure you probably feel you're at the latter stages of your sporting career, maybe at the very highest level of international rugby. The difficulties that the senior rugby team has had this year, is that more difficult to take when you are that little bit older, when people talk about transitionary periods and bringing through new talent and we won't see the fruits of this for maybe 4 or 5 years, and you're thinking, well, I mightn't be around for this. I want the success now.
Oh, hugely. Like, I'm ridiculously competitive. Losing isn't always, it's not easy. It doesn't, it's not good for the morale. It's not good for sport itself, because it, elite level sport can be a hard world. You really look deep at your inner self and what you can bring to the game individually, collectively. So yeah, I'm at obviously the latter stages of my career. It's about trying to maybe hang around and help develop the younger players coming through. And, you know, though I won't be involved in the successes going forward, I have no doubt and I have full belief in the players that are coming through, and that one day again we'll be hopefully celebrating a Grand Slam or Six Nations in the women's. And, you know, dare do we believe that we'd be challenging for a World Cup. So I think the talent is there. We need to put, obviously, the structures in place, which we are getting there. But, yeah, if I see an Irish, you know, captain lifted the trophy for the women's side of things, you know, that will, you know, you just want success, you know, as a nation. So, yeah, obviously there'll be a slight bit of jealousy that I'm not involved, but to know that I played some part along the way, whether it's, you know, a small piece, obviously you revel in that, and you'd you just want success for it. So I obviously be, it'd bring you to that happy place, and you'd be nothing but overjoyed for the players involved.
Would there be a little bit of jealousy as well of those players who are coming through in the different sports that you've played at 17, 18, who seem to be coming into a totally different landscape right now for women's sport in terms of resources that are starting to be pumped in terms of the coverage, in terms of, I think, just the general respect that women's sport is now starting to finally get over the last few years, that it's a totally different place than where it was 10, 20 years ago?
Yeah, like there is a slight bit of jealousy that I wouldn't, you know, you always want to be, you know, trained by the best coaches, play with the best players, be involved with the best teams. And I just hope the players coming through appreciate, you know, the places where women's sport is now and where hopefully the heights it will reach. So on a small level, but I take great joy in seeing the evolution of women's sport, to be perfectly honest. And to see the players coming through, I've had a great career, and you know, I have no complaints. I'm like Peter Pan; I would like to play as long as I could, but you know, when your time is done, your time is done. And huge thank you and to everybody, whether it's media or coaching or unions or sporting, you know, institutions, the investment that they're putting into women's sport and really getting behind them and propelling it to the heights it can reach. Because, you know, the buzz and the adrenaline we get off sport, whether it's as players or spectators, it's a special, you know, it's a special time, it's a special place. And to see it now come true on the women's side is just brilliant. And it's another special time. It holds a special place because obviously we were there in the dark days when you have volunteers or you're, you know, packing Tesco bags to try and get money for jerseys, you know, not realise where we've come from. We've come to the heights now in a very quick, you know, quick period of time. So long may it continue and be on the rise.
So what's your plan for the Union Cup? Are you going as a supporter? Are you going to put on the jersey and play?
Now, we've gone through all the sports I've played, and any opportunity I get to play, I'm going to play. So I certainly wouldn't miss out on this. So I'm going to play with my club, Railway Union. And what I hope to be a very successful weekend on every level. And you know, you can't turn down an opportunity to win another trophy, or you know, not too many of them come along. So, no, definitely going to participate on that weekend.
So our rugby coverage brought to you by Vodafone, Team of Us, Everyone In. And a reminder again of that tournament, the Union Cup Dublin takes place on June 8th and 9th in DCU. It's Europe's biggest LGBT inclusive rugby tournament. Tickets available now at unioncupdublin.ie.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of Us, Everyone In.